Only gopis who
do not have children.
What is the heart is still there?
Their love is divided.
That example?
Word in the mind.
No example for
no, word in the mind.
Ananya Bhakti is not present.
Worldly is present.
Ananya Bhakti maybe. No.
Diversion. They have
karma
for the children and
some.
To have children and marriage, they wanted to go in raw. Very, very much attracted to Krishna.
But they are unqualified because they have children. And any of the gopis who were taking part in the Ras, anyone has no children. If fire separation will come and there will be burn, their wood will be burned, then with the help of gopis, mistress is saved. But if they have children, gopis. If they are Brahmins and other costs, gopis, oh, in the guidance of Lalita Vishakha by the mercy of
Yogamaya,
other.
And what after that? Oh, no, right.
Why he was fighting against Krishna
and Arjuna.
And why, if he was fighting against Krishna and Arjuna, is he Mahajan?
You are understanding the question?
Yeah. Why is Mahajan fighting against the Lord Krishna?
Yes.
And the answer is because he understood the desire of the Lord to kill the demon.
Who established
Yuga Dharma. And if Bhishma, help me out here. If Bhishma didn't fight on the Kaurava side, then Duryodhana, I didn't have that in the notes, then Duryodhana never would have begun that war. So, because he knew he could not win without the power of Bhishma, because he was the great Maharaja. So, therefore, Bhishma had to remain silent during the insulting of Draupadi. He had to remain silent during the cheating of Sakuni, because he knew that the plan of Krishna was to embark on the fratricidal Kurukshetra war, which would kill all the demons and all the Kshatriyas. But if Bhishma didn't support Duryodhana, then Duryodhana never would have had the courage to begin that war. Therefore, understanding the desire of his worshipful Ishtadev, Lord Krishna, he remained silent and he pretended to fight against Krishna, but he never had any intention of killing the Pandavas or Krishna.
Like Guru Maharaj also said that at the beginning of the battle, had Arjuna not offered his arrow in respect to Bhishma, and Bhishma in turn granted him victory, then the battle would have been lost on from Krishna's side.
Another point also, that Duryodhana always told Bhishma that, oh, you are fighting on behalf of me, but always you are favoring to Arjuna. Then Bhishma told, oh, from tomorrow I shall kill 10,000 soldiers. But he never promised that I shall kill any Pandavas.
And also you said the glory of allowing Draupadi to be the role,
yes,
to show how Krishna will always protect.
All not hearing? Yeah. What you say?
Yeah.
What you told? You.
But he told it.
What longer?
He told it. Draupadi.
Yeah.
Mike's no good.
So Dhan became very worried. Little Titan was not really fighting against Pandava. He's kicking me. And told Little Titama, why you are kicking me? I know that you don't want to defeat Pandava. Oh, you do nothing like this. And then, oh, one thing. If you have no belief on me, then you can believe like this. Oh, today,
tonight,
when I will be in front of Krishna, Godhead, you should bring your wife.
Bhanumati.
Name was Bhanumati. And at that time she will come to me and I will give that benediction. Boom. That anyone cannot kill your husband. So you will be so bhagyavati. Not fortunate. So bhagyavati means?
Never widow.
Or never be. And that you will be the best one. Oh, they can very happy. And next night he taken to ready. But in the night so heavy rain, and so much cold, so much wind. He told to his wife, oh, I wanted to go to Vishnu Pitama today in life. But so much heavy rain, how we can go? So let's
tomorrow.
And then he was stopped and he thought his wife was also stopped. But Krishna, in heavy rain, he told, oh, Pyari Sakhi, Draupadi, come along me. You will go to Bhishma Pitama. He has promised to give a boon to his Duryodhana wife. You should make a bell like this. And they should go in this way. It may be that Bhishma Pitama will be waiting for the wife of
Duryodhana
to give boon. So they should not miss this opportunity.
Oh,
come. And he took that chariot. And with umbrella he took Draupadi in chariot and then. The sound that was so heavy rain. Anyhow, he took again umbrella and sent Draupadi inside the room of Bhishma Pitama. He was in storm. He was waiting, but there was there. Oh, holding and sitting like in a prayer booth on knees. Bhishma Pitama, after some time, oh, he opened his eyes. Oh, Bhanumati. Oh, Bhanumati. So Bhagavati. Akhanda so Bhagavati. Never be. Or, you will be victorious and your husband should be victorious. And Draupadi began to smile and he took his bed and took his arm to become Pitama. Oh, Pitama. Oh, very wonderful.
Wonderful.
Oh, how you can? Oh, have you come alone? He smiled. No answer. Oh, tricky person. Where is he? Oh, he's just standing and waiting outside. Oh, all him. And then Krishna also entered. And then he was also smiling. Then Bhisham Pitama told, oh, your mercy to Pandavasi, unsurpassed. Anyone cannot depart to defeat Pandava. And Draupadi will be for always the Akhand Sobhagyavati. Where you are and Dhanurdha Parat, and where his chariot, and where is it? Lady, just lady like Draupadi, anyone cannot defeat him. Be victorious. So Bhisham Pitama was high class of people. But only thing, he was Jnani Bhakti. Jnani Bhakti, you know? Krishna had no appetite. He never saw it. No appetite, nothing. Anyone ate any kind of arrow cannot touch him because he is transcendental. And arrow is not transcendental. So he used to. Like Jnani Bhakta, like Sukhdev Goswami, in his before life, past life. Sukhdev, like past life. There is nothing to serve. He never served like this, but he helped. But he has some desire, it has been. Something. Seto darpana narjanam.
In the Navadvipa Bhava Saranga, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he meets Bhishma Dev.
In the Navadvipa Bhava Saranga,
Bhaktivinoda
Thakur meets Bhishma Dev.
So my question is, how did Bhishma Dev attain to Navadvipa? How he
attained? All the associates of Krishna, whether Aswarya or Madhurya, or the devotees of Ram, Nisingha, Kalki, Vaman, all were assembled there. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Narayan, Krishna,
Ram, Nisingha,
Kalki, Vaman, all were there. So to serve their
worshipable
in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all were there. So Bhisham Pitama also was there. He is the devotee of Dwarkadhi. Understand? Anything more?
In the evening class.
If you are always asking, then you cannot hear more. Never. So try to listen more.
You can ask.
After you can ask.
They can ask in our class.
My say to Dalpa Master. Yes, sir. Many money. Where is
he? Samrani.
Samrani.
He doesn't feel good.
He means wrong?
No.
He
got working and not sleeping.
And what was your question?
My question. Why sometimes Guru take this demon's disciples?
Why Guru, in the morning walk you explained how Ekalavya, he was like a demon. And Guru,
not like demon.
Demon.
Then you said that the guru knows the mood, the desire of the disciple, the motivation. And
if he is a high class officer, realized guru and qualified guru, then he will know. Otherwise, Kaljugi guru will not know. Those who are deviated or they don't chant have no attraction for Krishna and Hari Katha, and they are not realized or they cannot know.
But Ramnath Prabhu is asking why a guru accepts demons as disciples.
Or anyhow to help them. That if in his life one time he has chanted, even something good, he may be strong. And sometimes reject.
So commit by some
other. By reject how? By heart, not outward.
In the first verse of Shikshastakam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Seto Darpana Marjanam, that the heart is like a mirror and it is covered by dust, and the chanting of Sri Krishna Sankirtan cleanses the dust from the mirror of the heart.
No, never. How? Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Oh, Param. Param means?
Supreme.
Even one chanting transcendental words, stop the Brahma in a process, then these seven fruits will come, otherwise never. So Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. How? In a process. He has been in a situation of very good devotees. Hearing and hearing. He will know or whatever deity is Krishna. He is supreme personality of God. He has so much happiness, but very good. And a desire to serve Krishna will come in him. Then he will start any powerful guru. Powerful guru. And by the help of devotee Sravan Guru, he may choose his guru. And then he will start asking so many humble questions. And then he will think that, I should make. And then he takes initiation in real sense, and then he follows the instructions of Gurudev and starts as a friend.
Lokik Sadbandhu.
By chanting this name, they told us, with a relation with Krishna. Then they told us Marjanam Bhavati, otherwise not. This is the process. A transcendental name can come in
the
and then really our Krishna darshan will be
clean.
That is why our Keto darshan marjanam is not going. Very little, little. And again some dust comes. What else?
And that's
it. Try to hear. And then question.
So if a devotee takes to the process of Sankirtan in the association of pure devotees, chanting with Sambandha Jnana and giving up all aparad and all anartha, then say so Darpana Marjanam.
This Sambandha Jnana, not high class of Jnana, ordinary Sambandha Jnana. Krishna is our
ordinary deity.
We are eternal deity.
Servant of Krishna.
What is the meaning of Seto Darpana Marjanam?
Yes. One will firmly be established in the concept that we are not this body and we are spirit souls, and thus he will, with his discrimination, clear the illusion
between the body and mind and things related accordingly, and he will try to act on the platform that he is told. So then gradually,
the marginal means cleansing, Dharta is the mirror, and Cheta is the consciousness, the refined mirror between our Rupsiddhi and our conditioned self.
What is the dust by which it is covered?
Identification in the material body, the material designation, mind, body.
So many requirements, what the requirement? Position.
Okay.
Unwanted things. Attachment to worldly things. So much attached to ladies.
Connect community.
And so many things. That is cooking, naughty, and all of that.
Love.
They will be, but not totally. Not totally. Something different. But sit and see is hard, and sometimes Krishna out. In what way? Only by mood. Not really. But he will realize something. And when it is Chetos Mahabdham going on, then a desire to serve Krishna and a faith in name and hearing Katha will come. These are the symptoms. Then you can think that. Like you have a library. There are so many almirahs. The
doors
of the almirah.
Doors of the all with glass.
Covered.
The lock is there. Books are there.
You can see the book at the start.
The life of Prabhupada. Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Krishna. All are written there.
You can see that.
But can you touch?
No.
Why?
Because the glass is there.
I have to break the glass open the door.
So, you can realize something there. But even the doors of
the cupboard.
Covered up there. Mahatattva is there. Very fine covering is there.
Okay.
Even so many enough. No good sick relation. No faith so much. But it is so this is Chaitanya. Bhav Mahatavadmi Nirvapanam. Bhav Mahatavadmi.
Because the conditioned soul identifies with his body, then he's subjected to so many different types of siya and suffering. But when he understands, I am the eternal servant of Krishna, because now his heart is becoming clear by the influence of the transcendental chanting of Harinam, then all sufferings, all sorrows, all anxiety, and all fear quickly goes away. This is called Baba Mahadavagni Nirvapanam, that the suffering of this material world, which is like a blazing forest fire, it becomes extinguished by the influence of the chanting of the holy name.
Anyone can more explain?
In the association of high-class advanced devotees, we become aware what is really bhakti, pure bhakti. This is the
bhav mahadavadini nirvapana.
Then, by practicing this pure bhakti, automatically all our problems, all our difficulties will go away, and so many wonderful auspicious opportunities we see everywhere to render service.
Bhava Mahadabhagini Nirvavana means, bhava means to taking birth and again going to death. So we are coming in this world for timing unlimited, we are taking birth and going to death again and again by cyclic order. So by the influence of chanting transcendental Harinam, this bhava means to coming and going from this earth, coming and going to death, it will be stopped. This is Mahabhavat, this is Bhavatavagni, it will be stopped. So it's also one point of this. And coming in this world, we are suffering in threefold miseries. Adhyatmik, Adhidoivik, Adhibhautik. So all living entities, especially human beings, their sufferings, all these miseries being in this world. So if we chant holy name, by inference of chanting pure holy name, then it will be also stopped.
Oh, a very strong dog was going on the road. And he had something in his mouth. And so many dogs were following. They were trying